Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This is Brandon Ayuk, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, here with the Trash Man and Cody Carpentier, as we are here to talk about eight must-draft players for 2024 in fantasy football. Some quick updates about what's going on the website right now. We have just uploaded version 1.0 of the two quarterback and super flex cheat sheet, the magical, mystical, mythical cheat sheet, available at RosterWatch.com. So that'll be up, in addition to version 2.0, which was updated from version 1.6 of the PPR cheat sheet. Cody and I are still testing the standard and 0.5 PPR cheat sheet. We're getting some new ADP data in that's going to change things a little bit with that sheet, more so than the others. Although I think before the radio show this weekend, I'm anticipating, there's going to be maybe a major update to all sheets before then, but these things are running really well right now. You guys can go to rosterwatch.com. Of course, our pro members, you can just go download the sheets, the strength schedule tools, the various tools we talk about here on the podcast and on the radio show. Of course, the radio show's back 5 to 7 Eastern on the weekends. What's up to everybody in the chat? So good to see you guys. I see Harry Snowman in there. I see France. Good to see you guys, and thanks to everybody here watching us on YouTube. If you could please remember to like the show, subscribe to the channel, that would be a big help to us. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, if you could leave a 5-star rating and a review, that would also be extremely helpful. Boys, I thought we could start out by maybe running one of these just the Superflex cheat sheet. We've been running simulations. I'm going to run one though right now on the Fantasy Pros Mock Draft Wizard. This is a 12 team. So this is a 12 team one. It looks like it gave us the 5-hole, and this is a super flex, half PPR, 12 team league where the roster components the roster settings are one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, one flex, one super flex, one defense, one kicker, and then looks like six bench spots. And so it went off the board, all quarterbacks to start. 101 goes Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. The cheat sheet is now saying we have a choice, and this has been a tough choice for me running these sims. I think that the decision makes sense between Christian McCaffrey and Anthony Richardson here, though. And it's always a tough one to make because they're two guys who I want. Talk about must draft players, you know, and super flex. I'm really tilted if I'm picking here somewhere around five or six and I don't come out of this thing with Anthony Richardson. I think with that being said, I'm just going to go with Anthony Richardson here unless one of you guys has, you know, any major qualms with that.
Give it a shot.
Okay. So at the 105, we get Anthony Richardson. We're to come back and get a choice here. The cheat sheet now gives us the choice between Jonathan Taylor and A.J. Brown. It looks like what the expert consensus at Fantasy Pros would tell us would be to take A.J. Brown. But I personally like these Sims better whenever I take Jonathan Taylor here. I don't know if that – do you guys have any thoughts on that at all?
I mean, I'm for it. I mean, but you're bastardizing the cheat sheet.
No, because it's giving you a choice between these two are next to one another, right?
Daniels is next to AJ Brown as well.
What?
Have you thought about Daniels at all? Like just starting out with the Konami guys?
I don't think I want to go quarterback. I want to get elite. I say we do it. What?
I think so too. I think we try. I think we go quarterback.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
I think you're getting out of 2-1.
Let's do it.
You guys really want to take Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
I do.
I don't think it's going to make the rest of the team as good. I'm overruling you guys. If this team turns out bad, then it turns out bad. And if we miss out on a quarterback, y'all can get like I want JT.
It's exciting. So I'm gonna take JT. Get the people going.
All right. The next one here is going to be so we don't have a choice here. We have to take Marvin Harrison. No arguments from you guys. No choice here. We have to this is sick, dude. We would not have gotten. This thing would have fallen completely different to where we're going to get Devon Achane here as our running back two. This team already feels nuclear. And look at this. Now we get Kirk Cousins as our quarterback too.
You get Kirk Cousins with not 100% Achilles.
Oh, goody.
Kirk Cousins. We don't have a choice. Okay, wide receiver two now. There's no choice here. We have to take Devontae Smith.
Every time.
No choice here at 705. We have to take Stephon Diggs. We'll get at the 808. We'll take Austin Ekeler. I'm just going by the cheat sheet here. Hollywood Brown at the 905. So well-balanced roster. I'm glad sometimes when it goes two quarterbacks early like that, you end up not as balanced. And I think it's fine to do it if you want. How about this? After we run this, we'll undo all these and we'll go back and we'll do the Jaden Daniels. All right.
That sounds like a deal.
Okay. Is Chase Brown, Dalton Kincaid a choice? I don't think it is. I think Kincaid's one thing Chase down. Brown. What?
It's Chase Brown and Worthy, but Worthy's not available.
Okay, so take Chase Brown here. We're going to take Kendre Miller at the 1105. So far, we only have three wide receivers for the two wide receiver spots we have so far. Four. So, but Jerry Jeudy, Ray Davis is not a choice, so I have to take Jerry Jeudy. And then the final pick here is going to be Roschon Johnson, even though I wouldn't mind cheating just a tiny bit and taking Daniel Jones as a third quarterback. He's only one row down, right, Cody?
Yeah, and Xavier Leggett, too. Like, that's another interesting one. But I think, yeah, the quarterback would definitely be one that I think you could go back.
Just one row down. Maybe I'm going to update this. Now I'm going to get Daniel Jones on the same line as
– Daniel Jones ruins this team for me.
You have it pretty dialed. Like Daniel Jones, I think we could sit here and talk about him versus Derek Carr and pretty easily talk ourselves into Daniel Jones over Derek Carr. So
yeah.
I think that feels like an easy swap that could be made after this.
Okay. So, all right. So that team, and then Brock Bowers is going to be the tight end. Okay. So the team here is Anthony Richardson, the starters. Okay. In Superflex, Anthony Richardson and Kirk Cousins is in the Superflex. We have Jonathan Taylor, Devon Achane, Marvin Harrison, Devontae Smith, Brock Bowers, Stephon Diggs. And then the bench is super strong. Austin Ekeler, Hollywood Brown, Chase Brown, Kendre Miller, Jerry Jeudy, Daniel Jones.
So that's a great team. I'll bet you Fantasy Pros would give me like a 95 or something on this. Let's go back though, and we're gonna undo all these picks and just see what would happen.
I feel like we maybe should have taken Pitts when we could on that one pick.
Why is Pitts a must draft player for you?
I mean, I'd rather have him than Brock Bowers and have Chase Brown on my bench.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Jaden Daniels, plug it in.
Let's
ride this pony.
Let's see what happens. All right. So we get Jaden Daniels. So we're going to get a shot back. So Marvin Harrison Jr. falls to us again at the 305. Let's see, though. Hopefully we don't get too skunked at running back here. It doesn't look like we will. We're going to get Achane at least again here at the 408. And then look at this cheat sheet, man. We'll get Alvin Kamara instead. What do you guys think about that? So Achane, Kamara with Richardson Daniels or Taylor Achane, Richardson Cousins.
No, I would. I mean, talking about must draft players. We've talked about this, Alex, because the one thing that I'm trying to alter right now is trying to get Devonta Smith on these cheat sheets so that he's not on there 100% of the time because I love him so much. And on the Superflex cheat sheet, you get Smith or Kamara. I know you're nervous about running back, but I would go Kamara here. I would go Smith here. And
I just think I don't want like Zach Moss or something as an RB. I don't want like Najee or Zach Moss or one of these guys as my RB2.
You don't want Najee at all?
What's wrong with that?
Not as my RB2. I like Kamara here.
Dude, I think he would be in the I would love to start.
Richardson, Harrison, Daniels,
Devonta Smith, Devon Achane, and then potentially get a Najee in the sixth. I would love that.
I'm not sure what's like. I feel like the.
Eric, what do you think?
I agree with you.
You want Devonta Smith?
I don't think there's anything wrong with Najee there in the sixth. We can get him.
All right. Well, let the record. We might not get Najee. It might be James Conner or Zach Moss.
I love James Conner. That's one of my must draft players.
It is?
Yes.
Real a must draft?
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll take Devonta Smith.
Where his ADP
we'll see what happens. I'm worried it's going to go two wide receivers or something before it gets back to a running back. We're going to be looking at like Eckler or something.
Then yes, he is must draft where you can get him.
All right, Devonta Smith. Then we'll see what happens. We got to take Malik Neighbors as the other flex, and then it's going to be Eckler is going to be the running back too in this because it goes. Devonta Smith, Malik Neighbors, Stephon Diggs, which I think is fine, right? But then you get to Eckler, and then who knows when we're going to get to running back. Chase Brown is a running back 3. I guess it's not terrible. Kendre Miller, running back 4. I mean, the cheat sheet's good.
What? Ray Davis? Or is that Judy?
It's got to be Judy. But maybe Ray Davis can come up to Judy's line if we want to mess with that.
I don't see why that has to be Judy there.
I was just asking. I couldn't remember.
We'll get Roche on here, and then I think this will be another Brock Bowers. No, it's not a Brock Bowers. It's a Dalton Schultz. So this team, after we went with the Jaden Daniels there and just went double barrel with quarterback to start, we ended up with Anthony Richardson, Jaden Daniels, no third quarterback here since we made such a big push with it. The starters, Devon Achane, Austin Eckler, Marvin Harrison Jr., Devonta Smith, Dalton Schultz, and Malik Neighbors. I think the strength of this team is in the depth here, especially at wide receiver, because on the bench is Stephon Diggs and Calvin Ridley. On the bench at running back is Chase Brown, Kendre Miller, Roschon Johnson, and there's also Jerry Jeudy hanging around here. I think
I don't know why we had to take Jerry Jeudy there. Why was that necessary?
Because I followed the rules of the cheat sheet.
Because Alex likes Antonio Gibson over Ray Davis and Jalen Wright.
No, I don't. Have we ever gotten Antonio Gibson?
Never once.
Dude, the cheat sheet isn't rankings.
I know. Ray Davis was there. I'm just giving you shit. I think it's a fine roster. The problem is it's just way too dense at the receiver position. Like that's the that Diggs Ridley tier is where you would have hoped that a potential running back would have came in there, and that's like that Chubb was.
I wanted to take Kamara.
That's where we could have gotten Najee, right?
No, we couldn't have gotten Najee. He was one down.
He was a tick below. Same with Chubb. Chubb was like two ticks below. Who did we take there?
Diggs, maybe.
Or Ridley? Actually, he was a tick above Ridley, but he didn't make it to that next pick. He was like in the when Diggs was up, you could see Chubb peeping his head, but then we didn't get to him, so it's all right. But like it's interesting because a lot of these questions become available to you, and it's I think it's good to run an experiment like this where we tried it one way and then came back and tried the other because it definitely shows you like okay, so they give you a 79. See, Pat loves it, and Pat's probably the one that I take the most from. But I like the roster. The problem is like I think we just found out is it's just not deep enough. You could have used one more running back in the first eight rounds, and I think you'd feel quite a bit better about it. But I don't think it was a horseshit roster by any means.
No. But I mean, the first one was the first one where we didn't take Jaden Daniels was magical.
I wouldn't maybe reevaluate. I feel like you're getting a lot of Jerry Jeudy.
We were picking from the same slot, and like the ADP. Look, if we wanted, what we need to do is we just need to get Roschon Johnson up onto the same row as Jeudy. I think I think that's the answer, right? I think that's the answer. Do you guys want to run one more? Or do you want to talk about some of these? Do you want one run more from another?
Didn't run that. Do you run that as half PPR in Superflex?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit.
You want to pick from like the earlier position or like late position where it might give us like a later round quarterbacks? What?
Or we just pick
five. Five. And again, this is version 1.0, dude. We're still like this thing will get updated tonight. Is like this is a good deal where we can talk through it and you guys can Trashman doesn't like Jeudy. That's fine.
Let's run it from the 11.
This could end up being one of these though, where it's like these 11s, they sometimes turn out to be these
Baker
Mayfield, Geno Smith, Will Levis type of quarterback trios. But we'll give it a try. It's just how they go. Let's see here. So that was what test 28 we did.
John and Cedar Park, shout out to you.
Thank you, brother.
Be live on XM on the weekends at 5 Eastern time.
Yeah, 5 to 7 Eastern. All right.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
We'll see what goes on here. All right, so this one says take. Oh gosh, this is going to start out with Tyreek Hill and CeeDee Lamb. Or no, Tyreek Hill and Bijan, right? We're going to take Bijan over Amon-Ra after we started out with Tyreek, right? Bijan a must draft player.
Yes. 100%.
Okay. Next up here, we have a choice between Etienne and Olave. I really think if I take ETN right here, I'm going to feel good about my running backs kind of no matter what happens moving forward. And I think somebody between Olave and Drake London is going to fall to the fourth.
ETN.
Yep. Okay. And Olave and London both fall. So let's take Olave. So we got it so far. Bijan, ETN, Tyreek Hill, Chris Olave. Now we have a choice again between Kamara and Devontae Smith.
Devonta, I already got Olave in that bad offense. I don't want another player.
Yeah, that's a good point. We get Aaron Jones. So this thing's looking pretty balanced so far. Getting a little bit worried about quarterback here. So if things go too sideways, Zach Moss in the seventh round, Tank Dell here in the eighth round.
My boy.
Zeke Elliott here. And then
love
Blake.
This draft so far.
What?
So love this draft so far.
Yeah, but you're not going to love it once we get to quarterback, I don't think.
I'm not too worried about it.
Now, Blake, it's just the quarterbacks went early. Blake Corum or Christian Watson?
Christian.
Yeah.
What are our running backs? ETN, Bijan, Aaron Jones, Zach Moss. Okay, yeah. We take Christian Watson.
Good enough.
Okay, here's what we do here. We're gonna make this thing happen with Will Levis and Geno Smith. Yes, we did. Will Levis and Geno Smith at the 11-12. I think that just saved our bacon, boys. This is a killer draft. And then we'll take Jalen Wright here with the final pick before we got to get our tight end, which is going to be Dallas Goedert. All right. So this team is the starters here on this team are Will Levis, Bijan Robinson, Travis Etienne, Tyreek Hill, Chris Olave, Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, and Aaron Jones. But that would be a super flex of Geno Smith, most likely. And then the depth here is Zach Moss, Tank Dell, Zeke Elliott, Christian Watson, and Jalen Wright. Get out of here, dude. Woo! Gosh.
I like it.
Let's auto draft a kicker and a defense. See if this so that thing gets an A. All right. Well, so that's the Superflex cheat sheet. Thank you guys for checking it out, and thanks to everybody for supporting us, all the new pro members that we have hopping in. We definitely appreciate you guys. And we're going to we keep tweaking these things. These are the kinds of calls we hop on all the time. Trash Man complains about stuff. we try and take it all. Yeah.
For Trash Man. So we've talked about some of our must draft players so far. We haven't quite got to eight, but like I talked about Smith. We talked about Richardson, Bijan, and Trash Man. You brought up James Conner. I want to hear this one because James Conner's a really tough one for me. I haven't gotten much of any of him. I've gotten a little bit of Trey Benson because I feel that Trey Benson has put himself in a conversation to be one of, if not a top three handcuff in fantasy, as far as if something happens to Conner, Benson is, I mean, top 10, top 12 in any given week. You're not nervous at all about Conner and what that looks like? You're just excited about this offense? I want to hear this James Conner thing.
I mean, when Murray came back last season, what is after week 10? I believe the Cardinals were first in yards per carry.
I thought it was week 8, wasn't it? Maybe. No, that couldn't be right. Week 8 is when McBride first got his first where.
Okay, but it was after week 10. Regardless, yeah. It was after week 10 that Arizona had the most yards per carry. EPA per attempt. I mean, it's pretty much a given that at some point Conner will probably get hurt, but you know, he starts out the season healthy with Kyler Murray under center, with Trey McBride there, with Marvin Harrison. I just feel like that offense is going to run through James Conner. And I think until he gets hurt, I mean, I think I love getting Trey Benson. This is one of those few instances where I'm for handcuffing a running back. But I think until he gets hurt, I think Connor's going to be golden, especially where you can get him in drafts right now. It's just, to me, it's found money.
I mean, I've gotten some Connor on the PPR sheet and on the a little less often on the Superflex sheet because it's just there's so much variability with the quarterbacks and you never. And man, especially with this new ADP data that's starting to come in now, so just let me talk it over with you. So do you like Conner better than Zamir White?
I don't think so. I think he's in a better offense.
Well, see, yeah, yes.
All things, yes. Just like straight up, yes. I like Connor more.
Connor's got Trey Benson. I think you're right about Trey Benson. Like, you know, this is a dude that you can handcuff, right? I mean, if Connor were to go down, like we don't generally love handcuffing around here, right? Like I play to win. I like drafting other people's handcuffs. Cause I want I want my guys to stay healthy and I want their guys to get hurt and I want their backups too. Right. Like I want to try and win it all. But I do think in the case of Connor, where you do feel like you feel legit a little bit goosey about his ability to stay healthy. And I think that Trey Benson, even though he's just a rookie and not that many people know who he is, I'm hard pressed to think of besides maybe Blake Corum, one running back in the league who would benefit more from the starter going down and that would be just an every week top 15 option just because of the because outside of Benson there's just nobody, you know.
Maybe the Minnesota situation might rival that
with Ty Chandler.
I agree with those two players, with Chandler and Jones, just because of their play styles. I think their play styles are very close, and that's something where I think Chandler could be a one-for-one replacement. But I just don't know what the high end looks like with that one.
Yeah.
I got a question. One player going around the same exact area then.
Xavier Worthy.
We haven't gotten him much at all. Did you see this play?
Oh no! Like I get a lot of it. No! Don't put that evil on me, dude. We get a lot of Worthy.
They're going off in the same area.
Worthy, yeah, no, and Connor. But we get plenty of Worthy, dude. But like, if you guys use these cheat sheets, you get a lot of Xavier Worthy. Like, there's no way we're gonna be out on him. What is this video that you're showing? Is this a clip?
This is Mahomes to Xavier Worthy.
Well, Just get used to it. Is he wearing number one in KC?
Yes, he's wearing number
one. Dude. He's wearing number one. Xavier Worthy looks good wearing that number one, man.
The question more so is like for Trashman, like you're in that area and you're building your roster. It's like Connor, I get the EPA per play and the efficiency of the offense is probably going up with Kyler. I like Kyler. I like the offense, to be honest with you. I like the team. I think they're still a year away. But when you're talking about other people in that area, like a Worthy, I feel like I'd rather have a Worthy in that area. Connor,
but
I
think Worthy goes well after Connor.
No, they're within 10 picks of each other.
I think it kind of depends on what your team looks like at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it's kind of a yucky area. It's literally like you get down past 70. We talked about this the other day on the show, and it was like best and worst players based round, and you go by the rounds and you fall to this area and it's like Jalen Warren and Jake
Ferguson. You're looking at
if you're going the zero running back route, I feel like
that Connor Fantasy Pros lost. Consensus ADP on Worthy is not where he goes in Sims. He goes well after Connor. He just does. I could tell. Like I want to
know, things. We're talking about what's coming, right? We just talked about this. Is that the new ADPs are going to be coming in from ESPN, Yahoo, and et cetera, in the next couple of days, and you're going to see a shift. And with training camp, you know Worthy's going to get bumped. Like he's not going to be going 100th overall as these things continue to come in. He's not going to be going well after Hollywood, well after Rashi and things of that nature. Like he's going to be going more into this Najee Connor area. That's why I brought it up. Like, cause
I think if Worthy starts going there, it's going to hurt my heart, but it'll make me feel great for all of everybody that used the best ball cheat sheets whenever they were up. Cause you get him in the 13th round back pre NFL draft. If we're legit talking a fifth, sixth round Worthy, it starts to like that's a lot of opportunity cost, man.
But you've also talked about this literally through the entire process since the minute he was drafted. It was they allowed them to get another their next Tyreek Hill, and this is the point where you know we've put our money where our mouth is at to this point. but the cost hasn't been this high. That's why I brought it up. Is like he feels like a must draft player, but this cost is going to keep going up. You know how training camp's going to unfold with these two guys in practice together.
And for those who don't, So look, for those who don't know, we're going to be at these camps. I think we're scheduled to be like 22, 23 of them. It's the biggest rosterwatch.com training camp tour ever. And we can only do it because of our pro members at rosterwatch.com who support us and allow us to, you know, have the, like, this is our business. This is our, you know, this is what we do, but we want to make sure that you're not listening to these cockamamie beat reporters and stuff. They don't watch and report on the stuff that we care about as fantasy players and as fantasy analysts. So Cody's going to a bunch of them. Trash Man's going to a bunch. Byron's going to a bunch. We're going to be doing it all on SiriusXM. So I'm going to be home at the home base in the studio, making sure taking in all their reports and helping to disseminate the information on the site and on the radio and here on YouTube and kind of all that stuff. But we're going to have eyes on this, and we're going to see, we see every year as well, Cody, that there are sometimes, last year was Calvin Ridley, you know, just the ridiculous steam through the process and the ADP shooting through the roof. You could see something like that this year with Xavier Worthy. Once people see how fast he is and just the way he moves out there, here's what I'm saying. I think you're right to bring it up as something that we could foresee as like a bridge we might have to cross at some point in the future. I don't think we're going to have to cross that bridge right this minute, having to choose between Worthy and that caliber of running back. I think you're right that we could end up getting there. Now, do you have one more must draft guy? Either of you?
I was going to say Daniels.
Jaden Daniels? You must draft him in that super flex draft, I guess. If we were taking Kamara in that draft, it would have been a lot better.
I mean, it's another player considering where you can get him and the upside of the player. And you have to think too about the offense that he's in the Kingsbury and like what he did with Kyler Murray. I feel like Daniels just has a lot going for him, and just considering where you can get him, he could be the next Anthony Richardson. He could be the first Anthony Richardson if Anthony Richardson isn't Anthony Richardson.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.